Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, September 4th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And like to begin with some words of Nikola Tesla, acknowledging the role, the importance of the artist, who we're going to be celebrating for a while now as we wait for more information around the death, the murder of Prince. And the more I delve into his music, my feelings are complex. Sad doesn't begin to cover it, as you with me take the time to sort of unpack what the man is about. Quote from Nikola Tesla, the feature, and he's referring to an acceleration in the pace of our movement to freedom in recent times. That's good news, right? Well, if it was accelerating 100 years ago, we are about due time to get busy and just give it that little extra push to get us rolling even faster. The feature of more recent development is best shown in the rapid merging together of the various arts and sciences by the obliteration of the hard and fast lines of separation of borders. And does not Prince manifest that magnificently? Some of which only a few years ago seemed unsurpassable, and which, like veritable Chinese walls, surrounded every department of inquiry and barred progress. A sense of connectedness of the various apparently widely different forces and phenomena we observe is taking possession of our minds. A sense of deeper understanding of nature as a whole, which, though not yet quite clear and defined, is keen enough to inspire us with the confidence of vast realization in the near future. But these features chiefly interest the scientific man, the thinker and reasoner. There's another, as if those aren't qualities that define us as human beings. That and the arts part that he's unfortunately separating apart. There is another feature which affords us still more satisfaction and enjoyment, and which is of still more universal interest, chiefly because of its bearing upon the welfare of mankind. Gentlemen, there is an influence which is getting stronger and stronger day by day, which shows itself more and more in all departments of human activity. An influence most fruitful and beneficial, the influence of the artist. It was a happy day for the mass of humanity when the artist felt the desire of becoming a physician, an electrician, an engineer, or mechanician, or whatnot, a mathematician or financier. For it was he who wrought all these wonders and grandeur we are witnessing. It was he who abolished the small, pedantic, narrow-grooved school teaching which made of an aspiring student a galley slave. And he who allowed freedom in the choice of subject of study according to one's pleasure and inclination, and so facilitated development. It was the artist, too, who awakened that broad philanthropic spirit which, even in old ages, shone in the teachings of noble reformers and philosophers, that spirit which made men in all departments and positions work not so much for any material benefit or compensation, though reason may command this also, but chiefly for the sake of success, for the pleasure there is in achieving it, and for the good they might be able to do thereby to their fellow men. Through his influence, types of men are now pressing forward, impelled by a deep love for their study. Men who are doing wonders in their respective branches, whose chief aim and enjoyment is the acquisition and spread of knowledge. Men who look far above earthly things, whose banner is Excelsior. Gentlemen, let us honor the artist. Let us thank him. Let us drink his health. And that's Nikola Tesla We are also featuring in our upcoming shows, because we should have been featuring him much sooner. That is to say, as those who have been, you know, taking the time to listen know, this space, these shows are about identifying what is in the way of our getting our freedom. What makes us think we are free, if any of us think so? What does it mean to be free? And if we are not free, why not? And so we've been trying to systematically uncover those barriers, mental, we've learned, more than anything else. But there is a physical one, which we have to address. It is critical, because this physical barrier is used to systematically eliminate those who dissent. It is an invisible yet physical weapon used against us, a physical barrier called EMF, electromagnetic force, that has been used by these guys for decades. It was invented by Nikola Tesla. And as we're going to continue to explore in upcoming shows, it is imperative that the inventions that he gave to all of us are for all of us. It is by hoarding the knowledge resources that those who worship, who lust for power, maintain their supremacy. We cannot grow up as human beings allowing this to happen. And it is time for us to stand with each other instead of with those who want us docile, so-called governable, obedient. There's so much packed in what Nikola Tesla offers us that explains, and in those above words, if we had time, we would take more time with them. So much in his words that explain why a system of class is a failed social arrangement that must be replaced with freedom. I've posted a couple excerpts from an interview with Prince from 2009 to the audio pages that hold these audio excerpts, for these shows, along with excerpts from previous shows to consider for our discussion today. I hope you had a chance to check them out, and will if you have not. What Prince is describing is a system of coercion that tightly controls us by hoarding the knowledge resources. The power guys know what's going on because they are behind it. The actual social structure and how it actually works, not what we're conditioned to think. They know what's going on, and we don't. And when in the excerpt from the July 29, 2012 show, I say that reconnecting with and reclaiming the earth is a critical first, second, and final step for us to take to move away from this failed social arrangement, it's important that we acknowledge that Prince was doing this, preserving the thought in his example that we are not here to serve the state, to be obedient. And we're going to be thinking a lot more about that, because it totally, it makes me feel almost ashamed that for 30 years I did not know Prince was doing this work, simply because I was too busy working, quote unquote, too busy surviving. And the work that he did for us is not going to be featured over the airwaves. I had to learn this the hard way through a process of doing the analysis and thinking hard with the help of a lot of ancestors that who are suppressed, for me to get that only we can preserve for us the people we need, which is all of us. We need those freedom thoughts. And Prince has thought a lot about this, about the importance of the thoughts we allow in our heads, in our bodies. And with him, we will as well in upcoming shows discuss. So it's important that we It's important that we acknowledge the work that Prince has done for us to begin reclaiming our own lives. Reclaiming Earth starts with reclaiming our bodies. And rather than serving the state, to honor them, honor what we feel. This is knowledge that power seeks not to steal, but to annihilate. And Prince was punished big time for putting out the opposite message. Discussing Prince in the context, not just of his punishment with EMF and the silencing of his criticism, but in the context of what made him a threat, his bigness. I mean, he urges us to be big with him. I don't know if he truly appreciated that, because I heard him say in one of his songs, and I'm just sort of trying to immerse myself now. Hopefully in time I'll be able to be more on top of in which song he said what, but I think he made the reference that he should have been born on the Woodstock stage. We'll talk about that in a second. Meaning that, you know, I'm just talking about love here. Why is this a threat to the state? This is a huge, huge man. They don't want us to see that. So it didn't really matter. Within the last 250 years, but in particular within the last 100 since they got this weapon from Nikola Tesla, they have been very systematic about removing from our eyes, from our awareness, those who manifest bigness, and Prince does. And doing so, when we recognize this, it outs hidden power, the fact that they punish those who are big. And it does delegitimate the state, because all of us want to be big. And we're talking that shadow state as well as the official state. In our April 24, 2016 show, immediately following his murder, 3 days previous, immediately following his murder on April 21st, we speculated about precisely what Prince speaks about in one of the interview excerpts that we posted, which is Chemtrails. And what my experience suggests, because at times when I was targeted out in the world, I mean, when I was out there able to see the sky and followed about and drones and whatnot, they've become much more discreet of late. So I haven't seen what I used to see, which was what he's describing, is a whole sky filled up with these chemtrails. So-called, which I assumed was another name, because I didn't know what that meant, that term. I assumed when people said that, they were talking about geoengineering, which is a experiment, I guess you could say, that Bill Gates has funded in a big way. So I'd assume that's what they were talking about, but I am more and more convinced, because of the coincidence, the simultaneous occurrence of these trails in the sky, and my getting more swollen, more pressure, more hurt, more from when I'm targeted, that it was in fact an attempt, not an attempt, that they are in fact a spray of some sort of metal particulates that enhance the effect, the strength of the microwave stream. Because as we learned in recent shows from Nikola Tesla, what he discovered is that the air itself is highly conductive and was able to utilize that fact to create what he called a particle beam weapon. And his research has led to a whole family of EMF weapons that are now in the hands of the Pentagon, which it's going to be hard to distinguish what is part of the shadow versus the official state, given their breeding, their cross-fertilization. The same folks occupy, operate both. So I'm assuming that this whole controversy around geoengineering was in fact a cover to cover what they are really doing, which is using Nikola Tesla's weapon to get rid of those folks they consider either inconvenient or part of populations that are considered superfluous. And he also describes how he saw these in low-income Minneapolis, where I'm assuming these are experiments being conducted. And I read a while back in a posting on HARP that Detroit was in fact also a test site that received this particulate spray as well.